We're learning Perek Dalet of Mesillas Yesharim. We are a few lines before the paragraph that starts Ach Ha'ara L'chol Ha'amoin. Just to bring us back to what the topic of discussion here is, we've been discussing, we left off with on Thursday, that there are different types of impetus that will propel us to want to serve Hashem. And this major impetus that he's discussing now is that of, we'll call it kinna. What's the jealousy he's talking about? The jealousy is of seeing someone who irks us a little. A friend of ours, you know, that we'll smile to. And that this person succeeds in this world so much. And that sometimes that pushes us to try to even do better. He says, if that's here in this world, in Olam, which is changing, which is only here for today and gone tomorrow, how much more so in Olam Haba, the Netzach Nesachim, an everlasting world, well, as we said, the example is that this person will be in front row seats, and we're going to be in the bleachers in left field in a different state. You know, so according to that, says the Ramchal, that it propels, it pushes a person to try to do better. Now, obviously, it's not the highest madrega, but that's what he's discussing right now. V'husha Amar, these are the words. V'husha Amar Shloime Hamelach Lava Shalom. Shlomelach tells us, Kol Asher Timsa Yodcha La'asoyis B'chochecha Asei. Shlomo Melech tells us, if that's the case, that in the Olam Haba, Olam HaNitzchi, the everlasting world, it is whatever we accomplish here in this world, that's what our result, our payment will be. So we have to make sure that we put in as much as we can here, now, in order to gain all and get all the profits from it in the world to come. Reb Tzadik tells us that in Olam Haba, there's no more Yetzirah. In Olam Haba, there's no Yetzirah. And it works the same. If there's no Yetzirah, there's no schar for conquering, because there's no nisayin, there's no challenge. So that's the challenge here, is here and now in this world, to climb the ladder to get more reward. V'haynu, says the Ramchal, ki ma she'eina adam oise, ad she'akoyich masa biyada, imi bayroi. This, that a person does not accomplish everything that he has the ability to accomplish. He has this free choice, which is given to him all the days of his life. He has this free choice, and he is commanded to do. He has no free choice when he's not alive anymore. When he's with 6 feet under. He doesn't have the strength anymore. You know, we know there's a halacha. A person should never have to, should only have simchas. Let's say a person has to go to a basic varus. Let's go to a cemetery. There's a halacha, we talk in the tzitzis. If we're within dalet amos of a kever, we talk in the tzitzis. So it shouldn't be a loig l'rosh, that here it is, this person is deceased, and we're wearing tzitzis, we're doing a mitzvah, and we're talking the tzitzis. It's the same concept. They cannot do any more mitzvahs anymore. We know the Gro on his deathbed, he was crying. What was he crying about? He's crying, he's dying. He's crying because, as he said, for a few pennies, it's not the same. For a few pennies, nowadays the inflation, a few dollars now, you buy yourself a pair of tzitzis. You make kind this mitzvah. You put on in the morning of Kavanah to remind you of the mitzvah of Hashem. And you have the mitzvah every single second. You wear tzitzis, you have a mitzvah, you're getting a mitzvah for it. But when the person is not alive anymore, that's it. There's no opportunity, no more mitzvahs. Continues the Ramchal, Shein HaKoyach HaZeh Oid Biyodai. Once he's not alive, he has no more bechira to do mitzvahs. The chance is not there. Kimisha loy hirba ma'isim toivim b'chayov. One who did not do a lot of ma'isim tovim, good deeds here in this world while he's alive. It's impossible for him to do them afterwards. One who did not think of his actions. He won't have a time to think about it later. This is what the Ramchal was telling us earlier, that a person has to make this account of his actions. Accountability. He has to be a cheshbon nefesh. You ever have a situation where a person, he says, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Well, I'm saying this, a story pops to my mind where somebody approached a friend of his, and it was about a mundane topic. And he said to this person, I have a question to ask you. So the person who was being asked the question was expressing humility. Me? There's so many greater people than me. Why are you asking me? So I said, no, even you can deal with this one. It didn't come out good. That's not what he meant. Even you can deal with this one. I saw them give each other a hug. I said, what was that hug about? So he told me what he said. He didn't mean to say that. But, we're not always experts, but you hang around, if you stay around with Talmid HaChamim, Zakenim, you hear how when they talk, they calculate their words. It's not just talking as the little children do. And what happens to little children who talk? Oh, this is very good. Another kid says, no, it's not so good. Yeah, is it good? No, it's not so good. Oh, what are they doing? Back and forth for nothing. But when adults act like children, we sometimes do the same thing. I'm not talking about anybody. I just the concept. That's what he's saying here. Person who didn't think, he wasn't a thinking person. Here in this world. He won't have a time to be thinking about his actions later. When he's not alive, it's too late. The one who did not become wise here in this world. He will not have time to become wise in the coffin. That's what the pasuk is telling us. There is no time for growth, for cheshbon, for calculating one's actions. What did I say? What did I not say? The das, the chokhma, knowledge and wisdom. Bishol, shol is referring to death. Ashat ha'hilik shama, where a person is heading to. This is a fact. The fact is, ever since the chait of the Eitz Hadas, death has been brought to the world. So a person has to Tayv lelechus lebeis avil, lechus lebeis mishta, says the Chacham Yikol Adam. Better to go to Beis Avil. What does it mean to go to Beis Avil? To a house of mourning than to go to a mishta. Why is that? Because when a person goes to a house of mourning, he thinks for a second. He has an alarm clock rings and the snooze button can't be pushed over here. And he asks himself the question, what am I doing here in this world? That's what the reference to the pasuk is saying. Better to go to a Beis Avil, because we'll be thinking, am I accomplishing? Am I doing something productive? You wanted to say something? Okay, good. That's what I always tell my students. Always good to hear that. Very good, thank you. Let's see the next paragraph. He's going to continue now, the Ramchal, the rest of this parak now, to discuss the importance of pushing ourselves and going higher madregas, even if it's for this lower level of the covet. Ach hehara l'chol ha'moin, to bring out to everyone, hinehu be'inyon ha'sochar ha'schar v'oynish atzmon, regards to the reward and punishment themselves. Now he's going to discuss a little about reward and punishment. Be'ois oymek ha'din. The Oymik Haddin. What does Oymik Haddin mean? Oymik Haddin is the translation of the words, which is not the meaning, but translation, is the depth of the judgment. That's a translation. What does that mean, though? To what degree does the depth of the judgment go to? To what extent? I want to share with you the words of Rav Chatzke Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when he explains what is the Oymek HaDin, what does it mean, Hashem's judgment? With Tama Dover, he explains like this. Why is it that Hashem, as we'll see, is medatikim tzadikim kechut asayir? Why is Hashem so precise? Everything has to be, as we'll see in a minute, Avraham Avinu, we'll see the Ramchal, says, Bama'ida. How will I know? All of a sudden, there's a punishment. Oh, your children will be slain. What did you do? He said two words. Six letters. What's the big deal? And we'll see different examples that Ramchal will give us. Why is Hashem medatik im tzadik mechutz asayra? The tamad davar mishum toivay is Hashem is barach varacham aval beruav. It's a chesed. It's a kindness from Hashem that Hashem is so precise. Now, if I say, okay, let's continue now, that doesn't make any sense. How is this a kindness from Hashem that Hashem is medatik im beruav with His creations? He explains. When a person returns his neshama back to Hashem, it has to be pure, zach v'naki, like a malach. He was given, he was brought into this world, zach v'naki, clean and pure, like a malach. He has to bring this neshama back in the same process, same way. Says of Chatzkel, v'oy lo yilamisha ba b'cheta b'yodai, woe is to the man that comes to Hashem and his chatoim on his hands, and he still has his chatoim. V'lachein, meitiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu im chasidov medatik imam v'toiveh mihem chatoim, chatoim, bo'il mazeh. That's why Hashem looks at his tzaddikim, and he's so precise with them, and it's not just the tzaddikim. When tzaddikim, one deviation, abama eida, how will I know, said Avraham Avinu, will cause a Golas Mitzrayim to be put into a slavery because of the power of the Maisa Avos in Lebanon, the Avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Shvatim, the Avos specifically, they planted for Klal Yisrael the future. Whatever took place, as the Ramban tells us, took place. What they did is hold the whole future of Klal Yisrael. Explains of Chatzkel, we have this neshama that has to come back to its source. Its source is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem blew inside of us this neshama. He gives us the neshama clean, and He wants the neshama to come back the same way. Imagine you lend something to somebody, and you get it back filthy. And you know, you're looking at it, you know, this item that you lent him, and you're thinking, that's not the way I gave it to you. When Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of the bor, out of the pit, out of the jail, what happened? What did they do to him? They took him out, they cleaned him off, they shaved him. Why did they do all this? They washed him off. He was in a pit, he was in a jail, a cell. He's going to see Paro now. He's going to see the Melech. He's going to stand in front of the king, unkempt, disheveled, full of dirt. So you can't do that. So they had to prepare him properly. The neshama here in this world has to prepare itself to face Hashem. The chatoim that a person does, it's like a stain. You know, sometimes I see one of my boys specifically. He comes home. You want to know, like, boy, a boyish boy. This is, you know, you see his pants, you know, it's mud everywhere. I say to him, what'd you do today? Oh, nothing. So what's all over your pants? Oh, what do you see? He doesn't even notice anything. He doesn't see anything there. Well, he played ball. It's like you run, you fall, you slip, you get in the dirt. You know, it's like kids, Erev Shabbos, you give them the first kid a cup of grape juice. That's it for the rest of Shabbos, you know, until they change their shirt. It's right away, it gets all over the shirt. Like a beautiful Shabbos shirt, you know, with grape juice all over it. Right? Baruch Hashem, you have the washing machine, the bleach, and Clorox. The washing machine, the washing machine and the bleach and the Clorox is how Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Oymek HaDin. That's what's taking place. A person stubs his toe and it really hurts. Those stubbing, or the paper cut. You ever get the paper cuts? That's the ones that hurt the most. Because you always touch with the same finger back and forth, back in the same. That's why you got it in the first place, because you used that finger. And all these little things, or the big ones, Loyalenu, whatever they might be, is another Clorox, another little more bleach, another round through the washing machine. We're not going to jump into the washing machine. That'll hurt us too much. We can't see ourselves doing that. So Hashem says, listen, I'm your loving father. I'm going to do it for you. And there's certain times when we need, so we could, this purification process, so we'll come to Hashem, Kemalach Hashem Tzevokis, pure Zach V'Naki. Now let's see this concept inside. In regards to the reward and punishment, to what degree, to what extent does judgment go? The person should be petrified and be shivering constantly. Who will be able to stand in the day of the judgment? Who will be able to stand, who will be right, come out to a proper judgment in front of his creator? By Hashem is medactic, as we just explained, on every little small item and on the big ones as well. He says the pasuk in Amos. What does this mean? A person will be told, even the private conversations between husband and wife will be played back with Shas Adin. And the surroundings are exceedingly turbulent. This is where the Gemara learns out Hashem is medatic, is precise with his chasidov. What is a chut asayra? You take a piece of hair, you look at it. If you hold it a little far from you, in your own hand, you can barely see it. You can barely see it's there. You have to bring it closer to your eyes to realize you're even holding something. If one of these chassidim tzaddikim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deviates one tiny little iota, kechut asayra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that was not precise, that was not correct. We have to purify this process. For example, he gives examples. Let's see the examples first. Well, for tzaddikim, it's kechut asayra. For other people, it's not kechut asayra. It's still medatik imov, yeah? Because the same concept, Hashem has to still, but the neshama starts to come back to kemalach. So.
But the tzaddikim were even more pure than a bainim, is that
I think everybody comes into the same pureness into the world. Because they brought themselves to a level. They elevate themselves here, that they are now these tzaddikim. They, right, as opposed to the average person, or the person, anybody, who he didn't bring himself up to the levels he could have, he should have. So Hashem is not as precise. Let's bring the examples first, and then we'll try to discuss. Okay. The Ramchal gives examples now of how Kodesh Baruch is medatim im chasidov. Avraham. Who Avram ha'ohuv l'koinai? Avram Avinu is beloved to his master. Asher kosev amar lo, the pasuk says by him, Avram oyavi, Avram my beloved. I think I've changed my name to Avram. Okay. Lo'i polat min adin. Nonetheless, Hashem loves all his children. Okay. Lo'i polat min adin. He did not escape the din, the judgment. Bimnei hadvarim kalim. Because of the small little things he was not precise with. Al Shama, what did he say? Ba'mo'eda, how will I know? How will I know that Klai Yisrael, Be'ezus Chus, Klai Yisrael will get all this reward that you're promising? The Yoisha Mesila, in this Peyush over here, explains, Mikomokim haya b'sheila zu eize inin dak dak ad einivdak shal alzed nitva Avram Avinu olav shalom. There was this unbelievable. If we would take out a microscope, we wouldn't be able to see what was wrong. What was wrong with Hashem? Avram's saying, Hashem, how will I know? What schus will it be? We'll take out the most precise microscope. We won't find anything wrong. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tells us from Hashem that there's this minute, small amount of a problem. There's a small problem that exists with this. Up until the point, Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, Loshen Shvua, Yodaya Teda, says the Pasuk, you should know. It will be a fact. Ger Yezaracha, your children, says the Medrash, your children will be Gerim, strangers in a land that's not theirs. Continues another Medrash, Vashikaras Bris im Avimelech. Avraham Avinu made a treaty with Avimelech. But light Sivoy, Shalmakim, without a Sivoy from Hashem, he made a treaty with Avimelech, the Plishtim. Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hayecha, Shani Mashe B'Simchas Banecha Shiva Dairis. What you did, you made this treaty. There's going to be waiting 7 generations before there's a simcha of your children. What simcha? Simchas Banech is referring to Matan Torah. As the Medrash tells in Shir Hashirim, B'yom Chasunosoi, it refers to Sinai, Har Sinai. B'yom Simchas Liboi, Elo Divrei Torah. Shiva Doras, 7 generations, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, and Moshe. Because of this, that Avraham Avinu made a treaty with Avraham. So we made a treaty? What's wrong? You make peace treaties. What's wrong? Avraham Avinu, the greatness of where he was on, the level he was on, he did it without a tzivu from Hashem. Hashem says, this is not going to go. That's not good. It's not appropriate. 7 generations, your children have to wait before they mekabel the Torah. Let's stop here for today. Thank you.